I want to turn to a local story now, to right here in Lansing. 1,300 children on the Capitol lawn today as part of this first ever Get Outside and Play Day. It was organized by the Michigan Recreation and Park Association. To talk about the reason for the event, I'm joined by the association's communications director, Jessica McAlin. Jessica, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks for having us, Michael.
I'm guessing it was 1,300 very hot kids that were they were looking for a shady spot more than they were running around today?
You know, it was a nice combination. The trees provided some good shade, and there were some sprinklers going with the flowers outside the Capitol that a lot of the children found. So it was a nice mix, definitely, but very hot.
What's happening with kids nowadays? Are they simply not even going outside anymore?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of startling statistics coming out. You know, a few reports, just a few statistics, really. A U of M study from, 1999 said that children under 13 at that point were spending only 30 minutes per week in unstructured playtime outdoors. You have to imagine that with the explosion of even more digital media opportunities and entertainment, that number may be even less. And we're seeing that, children ages between 8 and 18 are spending nearly 6.5 hours a day with electronic media.
Hmm.
It was just a nice way for us to get youth outside. Youth throughout communities, throughout Michigan came for the day. But it was also more of a awareness thing to just let people know that, there are a lot of opportunities in the outdoors that are very accessible active.
What kinds of things should parents know about Michigan's parks and recreation areas? What can they really offer kids to do this summer?
There's a lot of great opportunities, many of them which are very affordable. I'd say certain your local parks and recreation departments, many of them have, free amenities or free programs or very affordable programs running almost every day of the week. You've also got, some recreation authorities, some regional groups, and then even the state parks. The Michigan State Parks have what's called the Recreation Passport, which is a $10 annual pass that gets you into 98 state parks and recreation areas, which is a great option, too. But really, there's a lot of great things out there, and I'd start local.
I see. Well, certainly, I'd say next time you should have a Get Outside and Play Day for the adults. I think we could use that also. Jessica,
oh, definitely.
Jessica McAlin, Communications Director for the Michigan Recreation and Park Association. Jessica, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
And we will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.